Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Kristen McQuarrie posted, I'm shipping pizzas to somebody. Which of these three pizzas best ships? I think that was the idea. Hi, Kristen. How are you? Welcome back.
Hello. I'm hungry just thinking about this topic.
I just, when I saw that, I thought, wow. And then I saw the comments number, and I thought, what a great tweet, because you obviously tapped into something people care about, have opinions about. Am I right?
You cannot get Chicagoans to stop having strong opinions about pizza. So, yes, I am shipping pizza to my grandparents. I'm so lucky I still have grandparents who are alive and doing well, and you don't have to throw their food in the blender. And they live in Fort Myers. And I'm telling you, I can't believe with all the transplants from Chicago to Florida that there is no good pizza. There's certainly no good pizza delivery. So I put the question on Twitter, which restaurant should I ship from?
But you asked, by the way, the TV series that Steve and I were talking about is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievably good. Unbelievably difficult to watch at first. You will be glad you spent the time, says me. So you asked about three chains, though, right? Malnati's, Gino's, and somebody else. Is that what you did?
Yes. Lou Malnati's, Gino's East, or Giordano's.
Yeah.
And do you want the drum roll response?
Yeah, go ahead and give it to me now, because I got plenty to say about all three of them.
Okay. Overwhelming response. 88 out of over 100, almost 160 responses. 88 said, you got to go with Lou's. I got 9 for Gino's East, 10 for Giordano's, and the rest were other. So Lou Malnati's.
What came up a lot in the other?
Uno.
Yeah.
Labriola came up a couple of times, which is just up the street from me and just a little bit west for you.
Yeah.
Paisanos came up quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people were suggesting places in Florida.
But was there geography involved in this at all?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm thinking like Gino's. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's a Southside presence much for Gino's East.
Right. I think if Malnati's so blankets the market with marketing and delivery locations that no one's surprised by that. That tends to be Chicagoans' favorite pizza. Although when you ask a lot of Chicagoans, they almost don't want to say Malnati's, right, Kristen? Because they want to say something that feels a little more local to their neighborhood.
Exactly. So Aurelio's, there is a location in, I think, Fort Myers or Naples or someplace that for Aurelio's, which is my favorite pizza here, or like a Nick and Vito's. Nobody wants to say Lou, but these were three that I looked up that actually ship. And shipping was, I guess, Lou's delivers on dry ice. It's easy to pop it in frozen and still get that authentic flavor. And then so I started learning about the pizza. Do you know what Lou Malnati's secret ingredient is? What's your guess?
The tomatoes, the tangy tomatoes. They put cinnamon in the tomato. I'm making this up. I don't know. There's something about the tomatoes. I love the tomato sauce on Malnati's pizza. What's the secret ingredient?
Water. Lake Michigan water. They say that the crust cannot be duplicated. They do use fresh Roma tomatoes and Wisconsin cheese, and they put a layer of sliced mozzarella right on the crust on the bottom, then the toppings, then the sauce.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And the other thing that I'll just give Lou's this is that it tastes like I've had the frozen. I buy the frozen pizzas at their store in a lot. We've shipped it as well, and I've had it shipped to me. I think I've consumed Lou's about every way you can. And any way you get it, it pretty much is the same, you know, which must not be easy to do. But if you're shipping to your friends in Florida, that's nice to know, isn't it?
It is. And I did this a couple years ago, and they thought that it shipped well because my grandparents live in North Fort Myers, sort of in a rural area. And sure enough, this truck shows up. It's all on dry ice. They have a package of 6, so I spent like $130 to feed my family down in Florida, but it's going to be delivered on Wednesday. They're very excited.
But you know, you think that if you were especially, well, any of those really, if I was any of those big Chicago names of pizza, knowing how many people live in Florida or Arizona, for crying out loud, I would have a bunch of stores there, but they don't, do they?
They don't. I mean, it is shocking to me every time we go, and because my grandparents live there, we go a lot. And sometimes midweek, we want a pizza delivered. We want a good Chicago pizza. And I mean, you really can't get bad pizza here. So to go down there and open up the phone book and you literally have to choose from Papa John's. Oh, maybe I shouldn't name names.
Yeah, you sure can.
I don't want to disrupt any of your sponsors your show, but every chain. And then we've tried a couple of the chains that are down there. They're awful. They're crap pizza. Am I allowed to say that? They're terrible. And so it's just, it's surprising to me with all of the transplants that someone hasn't opened and made a gazillion dollars selling real pizza in Florida.
I was talking to somebody in the management team of Malnati's at their open house that they had for the new location in the Wrigley building. Have you been to the one in the Wrigley building yet?
I have not.
Yeah, if you go to the Wrigley building right around on the north side, you walk in and go down the steps, and it's this old cavernous space. It's like 100 years old with that building, and they've kept like the original floor tiles. It kind of has a kind of a old school feel down there. Anyway, they've got a location there. I was talking to them about it. I said, I used to live in Minneapolis, and Minnesotans are so she about their pizza. They think they have the best pizza in the world, and they don't even have pizza up there. I said, if you, and there's plenty of Chicagoans, just like you were saying, Kristen, in the Twin Cities, if you guys opened up a Lou's in the Twin Cities, the line would be around the block forever. They said, it is difficult to sometimes open a chain in another city, that you've got to go through all sorts of hoops, to say nothing of maybe the parochial tastes or resistance in some neighborhoods. But they said it just wasn't a very welcoming business proposition for them to come from out of state. That's a lot to say. I just wonder if where you and I say, oh, it would be so easy, just throw a thing in Fort Myers, maybe it's not as easy as it sounds.
I think probably you're right. And Malnati's tried to open a restaurant, or did open a location just in Elgin outside of near O'Hare. And the water was not, they did not have Lake Michigan water. So what do? They ship the water to Elgin. So if that's such a
really?
Key component of their pizza, you do not want Florida water. It is.
I think that is a key component of their marketing. I mean, I'm a little hard pressed, Kristen, to believe that the Chicago lake water somehow makes the pizza better, but it sounds to me like a great way to differentiate your pizza, to distinguish it from the rest.
Yes, I could agree with that. And I just think, I mean, Minnesota, really, they think they have good pizza. They eat pizza rolls. They don't eat pizza. They don't have good pizza in Minnesota.
They get the kind, you get the kind of pizza up there that they say, we'll just put a little sprinkle of oregano, and then we'll just garnish it with a thin coating. Like, no, just put some pizza food on there. Get some tomatoes and cheese and sausage, and then serve the dang thing. It's so disappointing.
I just looked up Minnesota famous foods, and you know what came up? Malto meal. So there you go. Need you say more?
Will you take a couple calls with me real quick?
Sure.
Okay, Kristen McQuarrie's on the phone, editorial writer and columnist for the Chicago Tribune, former Mincing Rascal until she got too busy for us. Steve, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi, Steve.
Hi, John. A few years ago, we were in the Lakewood Lou Malnati's, and we were talking to the bartender, and he said he was leaving the next day to open a brand-new Lou Malnati's down in Arizona. And he said they had to truck Chicago water down to Arizona to get the right taste. I don't know if they've kept doing that. I don't know if they do that every week or
this
something.
Is crazy.
My guess is they do.
Wow.
But they said you have to have Chicago water to get the right taste.
How about that, Kristen? You're on it. I had no idea this was a thing.
I know. But the crust, their buttery crust, is one of the reasons that it's an outstanding product. And so, yeah, I mean, have you ever tried to make a pie crust or something and imagine having kind of rusty water that's not fresh lake water?
Right. I guess so. I never thought about that. So when Kristen McQuarrie at the Tribune asked her Twitter followers, what's the best pizza to ship? Obviously, Chicagoans love Malnati's, and 2-1, or 50% of the respondents, it sounds like, were Lou's, and then the rest split among other options.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly right.
What are you writing? What are you working on, Kristen, as I let you go?
Oh, well, I'm going to have a column in tomorrow's paper that sort of builds on this scandal emerging with House Speaker Michael Madigan and one of his top aides. So you can look for that.
That thing is dark and twisted. The Missing Rascals talked about that the other day, and here's just my quick hot take on that, Kristen. I cannot believe somebody put that language in an email. I can't believe that somebody in the 21st century thought that an email would not somehow come back to haunt them.
I know. I mean, we've all been trained so thoroughly about emails and their FOIA capability, and here was someone emailing the top two aides in Governor Quinn's office, and there's some news breaking today that apparently he was sort of an oversharer in terms of email, so probably more to come.
Okay, so is that a column or is that an editorial tomorrow?
That is a column.
Kristen McQuarrie in the Chicago Tribune. Nice to talk to you, Kristen. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thanks to Kristen McQuarrie. Little pizza talk. John Aurelio's is in Naples, and 847 said Lou's has a few in Phoenix. Okay, that's good for them. My brother's there now. Hi, King John. Yes, it is the Lake Michigan water. My friend moved to Fort Lauderdale a few years back, said the same thing. The water is the issue of why pizza is not good in Florida. Who am I to argue? But I just don't understand that. John, I'm a Chicago truck driver, and I consider cursing an elite form of the language art. John 708 said, please go see Joker. Yeah, I'm in. I'm going to go. 847, I won't see Joker because I'm tired of Joaquin's vegan PETA agenda. Joaquin Phoenix is a very strange fella. I didn't see the CBS, the 60 Minutes interview with him. But I just think he's a fellow who's not comfortable in his own skin. He's awkward. He's talented. He doesn't have to be like you or me to be able to do what he does well. And I sure think he does what he does well. Whenever he's on a talk show, it's always cringeworthy. But on the big screen, he's pretty compelling. 847, John, we have a president that swears. He uses the BS word in public and in televised speeches. I would hope that the Burger King mothers who are upset about the word damn in a Burger King commercial are protesting the president. For what kind of model is that for our young children?
You know what my friend Jeannie pointed out at dinner on Saturday?
I do not know what your friend Jeannie pointed out at dinner on Saturday.
Of course not. You weren't there.
I wasn't invited.
At this point of a presidency, we usually do a before and after picture of what the guy looked like when he came into office and how the office has aged him.
Grayed his hair like it did Obama.
And so the president, President Trump, doesn't seem to have changed at all.
No, he has not. He's still using the same colors.
Well, I wondered if, because someone's point at dinner was like, you know, oh, he's not working hard or whatever. But I think it's because what we see of him already is put on in many ways.
He has spent 1 in 5 days of his presidency at one of his resorts, and he's not infrequently golfing. I don't know how relaxing that is, but I'm sure it's that. Lord knows the tension has been high. The hostility that he's receiving and dishing out just has to play on a person. But I think since he colors his face and his hair, 100 years from now, he'll look the same.
Yeah, I guess that's got to be it.
Which,
do we know? We know he colors his face. He tans, right?
I don't even know what that is, but it's some sort of coloration that I think he's putting on his face. I would bet $73 on that. In fact, if I get to be president, I'm going to start coloring my hair that day, and then I'll just keep using the same product the whole time. And they'll go, hey, Williams, he still looks, well, he looks as good as he did the day he was first in office. I'll let you be the judge. Brenda, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? You're on the air. Hi.
You know, John, I can taste the difference in water, in iced tea, from one McDonald's in town to another. For example, in my town, Schaumburg uses Lake Michigan water, and the iced tea at McDonald's tastes crisp and clean. But if I drive over to my work town, such as Elgin, that processes their own water, it's a different taste.
Really? You think if I gave you a blind taste test, you'd pass it?
Yes, sir. I believe I would, and I would gladly accept your pizza as an award.
You know, I swim in Lake Michigan, and friends look at me cross-eyed sometimes because they think, oh, my God, that's polluted or dangerous or something. I'm glad to hear people championing Lake Michigan water as so clean and superior.
Especially since it was in our front yards pretty much all weekend.
That's one of the reasons it's on my mind this weekend. Brenda, that's fascinating. Thank you for the phone call.
You're sure welcome. Bye-bye.
You have a good day. LaVon is on line 4. LaVon, this is John. You're on.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. We are out in Scottsdale, Arizona right now, and we were excited when our Luminati's opened here a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And our waiter, who is from Chicago, he goes, you know what the difference is? And we said, no, what's that? He goes, it's the water. They have it. He says they have it shipped in every week, and there's a certain faucet that no employees can use. It's for the pizza only. And he said, oh, that's what they do.
I'm amazed.
I'm amazed, but it tastes great, and we're sure happy it's out here now.
Yeah, no kidding. Are there a long? Does that do well, that restaurant out there?
Oh, my gosh. There's one in Scottsdale and one out here in Phoenix, and we take the drive out to Phoenix, but there's always a line.
Yeah.
Always a line. And it's real. And, you know, there's a lot of Chicago people here. I mean, we go to the spring training games. You know, we wear our Cubs shirts, and that's all we see is Cubs people out here. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, LaVon, thanks for listening to us on the web today.
Take care. Enjoy your radio show.
Enjoy your call. John is on WGN. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey, John. My Malnati story really isn't about pizza, but it's about what they did in Lawndale, one of the tougher communities in Chicago.
Sure.
They opened the Malnati's probably 20 years ago now, donating 100% of the profits back into this ministry and hiring people that live in the neighborhood. So I think it's not a real well-known story, but pretty cool.
I didn't know that. That location, the one in Lawndale, huh?
Yes, that is one. They, again, donated 100% of profits and hired locals.
Thanks for the phone call, John.
Yep.
Have a good day. Brian, you're on WGN Radio. What's on your mind, Brian?
Good morning, John. It's nice to hear from you. I have two things. Piggyback the pizza. I've seen it all over town and strip malls and whatnot, but Jeff's Pizza is a hidden gem. Nice and thick and kind of a New York style. It's a hidden gem.
Which one?
Secondly.
Wait, which one?
Jeff's.
Spell it.
J-E-T-S.
Oh, Jet.
We've had
pizza.
Jet pizza here.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is. I had a Nancy's not long ago, and that kind of rocked my world, too. Yeah.
Secondarily, I swim in Lake Michigan also. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. When it's smooth, it's glorious. And plus, swimming on the top, you can see the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
Whether it's 20 feet down, 30 feet down, whatever. You can see the bottom.
And it's a smooth, sandy finish down there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Every day in the summertime, look for me. I know Rogers Park took a beating this past weekend, but I live right across from the lake in Rogers Park. And every day in the summertime, I'm there.
Yeah.
I start in the summertime when the water gets to 55 degrees, and I stop when it gets back down to 55 degrees.
What do you do when it gets real cold like that when you're swimming in? Do you have a wetsuit?
No, I don't.
Wow. Wow.
What do you do when it gets that cold? You're not in the water that long.
Wow. Brian, thanks for the phone call.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah, have a good day. John, Joaquin Phoenix was on 60 Minutes last night. He was totally normal. It was really disappointing. Casey, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you, Casey? You're on the air.
Hi, John. I just wanted to say that Portillo's buys water to make their chocolate cakes with so that every location the cakes taste exactly the same.
Do they exclusively use Lake Michigan water for the Portillo's cakes?
No, it's a spring water they get from down southern Illinois.
But the secret ingredient in Portillo's cake is, what is it?
Mayonnaise.
Gosh. Mayonnaise.
No, but you're missing the point. The point is that so it's consistent in every location.
Correct.
So they probably buy the same flour and the same mayonnaise, too, so why wouldn't they use the same water?
Water everywhere, because water's H2O. That's why. It can't matter that much. But, boy, am I learning something here. It really matters, huh, Casey?
There is a difference.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call.